camera one, camera two, and soon camera three.
Jeez.
Welcome back, you guys, to another episode of the Bull City Pioneers podcast. Tuning in your two favorite Latinos. My name is Hector.
My name is Luis.
Today we have a very special guest.
What's going on?
The only Waco World.
They call me Waco.
Also known as our indirect slash direct sponsor. This video is brought to you by Waco Enterprises. Thank you very much, Waco.
You said you was going
to
get that
be here. Glad to be here.
Thank you for attending this podcast episode. And thank you again also for providing this location for us. This is his location. But yeah, go ahead.
Always try to help out when I can. Definitely always love the show, love being on the show. I'm really only here for announcement that I'm going to head out. So it's kind of a good news, bad news deal.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and just slice right through it. You guys ready?
Okay.
No filter.
Okay. Bad news, Waco World is no longer a clothing brand.
Whoa.
Officially shutting it down. You won't be able to do this anymore. Yeah, that's the bad news
part.
That
means you have to get your shirts because it's a no more after this.
So,
limited edition.
I have my stock now. If you want shirts, you can always go to the website and get them. That's cool. I'm going to keep it up for forever because Waco World is now a game developing company.
Oh.
Whoa.
Yeah. I'm going to develop video games.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I've talked about it on the Season of Podcast.
Whoa. So you tell me you know how to code?
Kind of. I've been coding for a week now. And when I say that, it's literally just the basics. Like, I don't...
Uh-huh.
All the extreme stuff, I don't know how to do yet, but it is within grasp because I can see myself doing it in the future.
Gotcha.
So, I think this move makes sense because I've been playing video games my whole life.
Yeah.
I love playing video games. And it's kind of like the direction I think I was going in. For like a month, I put Waco World on the side so I could focus on like my family and stuff. And during that time, I was able to realize what I might want to do for the rest of my life.
Well, you guys, I'm going to say one thing. What you're about to see on camera is networking. Waco.
Mm-hmm.
You're opening up a video game development establishment.
Right. What's happening?
Am a software development student.
Stop playing. What?
I love coding, first of all.
You love it.
Wow. I love it.
Never heard that one before.
I've coded myself. I've ran multiple programs by now.
Get out of here.
Multiple programs. If you want to work, I'd love to work.
Let's do it.
Yo,
so I'm going to throw something else in there for you.
How the universe works.
Yo, that is how the universe works. That is crazy.
It works even better. Because the reason I wanted to say this on you guys' podcast is because the first game I want to make is called The Seasoning Podcast, The Game. And everybody who has been on our podcast is going to be in the game.
And that's cool.
And you guys have a special role in the
game.
Holy
shit. Yo! I'm fucking excited, bro.
I'm not going to talk about it on camera.
No. That's totally fine.
I'll tell you what your role is.
Okay, I'm down.
Well, the fact that we're gonna be in a video.
Yo,
right.
It's fucked up.
I'm hoping to release it in a year. So
okay,
that is
2020.
Dope, dude.
Yeah, we'll
see. It's power to you, man.
It all depends on how good I get at coding, because that thing is a whole nother language.
It is a whole nother language.
Yeah.
It's like when you're speaking about coding, it's like you sound like a robot.
Mm.
But it's just because it's literally a different language is what I'm trying to say.
It's the language of a computer. Like,
yeah.
It understands it. You understand it. But anybody else looking on would be like,
what the fuck is this?
Like, yeah.
It looks like you just literally type, you know, you found a keyboard and you started typing randomly.
Like, why is there a semicolon there? Like, But yeah.
And you're always designing and drawing characters.
Right. And that's what led me to it because I wanted, like, why am I still playing these video games and not making them? When I know how to do the design for the characters and stuff. I have people who do voice work and music. I'm putting a lot of friends' music in this video game.
Dharma's
going to be on the map in this video game.
Yo, that is fucking... That's dope because... What video game do you guys know that have Dharma artists on
exactly.
Dude.
That is fucking crazy.
Here's the cooler part. So it cost me like $200 to get the program to actually build it, but because of that purchase, I can put it on Xbox, and in the future, hopefully, like, Nintendo's the one I want to be on. Nintendo's my go-to, But I'll definitely be on Xbox next year, and people will actually physically be able to buy it.
But the real question is PS or Xbox?
I mean, he just said Xbox.
In general, I got what
you're
saying.
Which
one do you prefer? Like,
I've always been
Team Xbox. Okay.
I don't mind, but I had the original PlayStation, but I haven't had one since then. But
that is fucking
yeah.
Yo,
I love it.
That is crazy. Yo, from now to when it gets released, we need to promo the fuck out of it. We need to promo the fuck on Bull City Pioneers. Every platform that we have. It's just like we're making something for the Bull City, in the Bull City. How I said, it's crazy. It's crazy how this works, you know. How I said, I didn't see this shit coming.
He
didn't know that
this
I was,
a
you know.
Surprise. Like, he didn't tell us before coming in.
Yeah, for sure. Like, we just, you know, he just told us for the first time. I didn't know he was about to do that. He didn't know that I know how to write software.
Right, yeah.
And, you know, code. That is fucking crazy.
So there's about, I want to say 12 guests that we've had on the show so far that are going to be in the game. You guys know, Lake House knows, Duce knows.
I still
have a ton of other people to tell. But
dude, the voice work is going to be crazy.
That's my favorite part.
I'm excited.
That's
going to
be fun. That's going to be mad.
When I tell you guys your scene, it's going to blow your mind.
Okay.
I'm so excited.
But with that, I'm going to head out of here. Make sure you tune into the Season of Podcast and learn more. I'll be like talking about how my process is going with learning to code in the video game. And you can go to the Seasoning Podcast on Instagram. You can find us on, I guess, pretty much iTunes. Like, anywhere you listen to podcasts, we're on Spotify.
Okay.
All that good stuff. And definitely go to WacoWorld.com because I'll be posting stuff on there, too. And follow me as I take my journey on Instagram through learning the code and whatnot.
And you said about a year. What do you say, between a year and a year and a half, or like a year?
So it's not going to be a huge game.
Okay.
I want it to be a good quality game, but
I do want to
see if I can do it in a year. If not, then, you know, within that year, hopefully, then it'll come to fruition. But I'm going to work hard on it, yeah.
Would you probably put it on mobile devices, like for iOS?
I thought about doing it for mobile first, but I think my direction isn't.
Because
I really want it to be like a sit down and play, like console. If you know what an RPG is, it's going to be an RPG.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah.
it's
going to be
total
fun.
Shock.
Yeah.
Literally. I am total.
You don't play video games. You're going to play video games now.
If you want to do a playthrough of the game when it comes out,
we have to.
Like an episode where we stream it, like we can all be here or whatever.
We there's no other option. Like, we have to, like, we owe that to you. I'm so fucking excited, bro.
I think the title that I'm working on right now is The Seasoning Podcast, a video game, A Breath of New Hope.
Hey, I'm down. Man. I'm down.
It's just this long title. Makes no fucking sense. But, like, just to throw it out there.
Dude.
I don't want to talk about it anymore. That's it. That's all you guys get. Stay tuned. Thank you to the Bull City Pioneers. You guys
thank
are amazing.
Thank you, man.
Course.
Holy shit.
And I'll be back.
He will be back. He will be back.
Stay tuned.
And we're going to mention him
first.
Worse.
You heard it here first.
Maybe. You might have heard it on my podcast.
Oh,
first.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fine. But...
All right. I'll see you guys later. Thank you.
Right.
Thank you
man.
For having me. You know?
Sure.
Thank you. And I'll see you guys later.
And you guys, you guys heard it. You know, you heard what was gonna happen. We know a lot about the behind the scenes, but we promise Waco, we're not gonna reveal it.
No,
I promise.
I'm still taking it in,
bro.
Bro, this is really
I am amazed, appalled. I'm
using all them big words.
Like, bro, like I am. It knocked me out of my chair, bro. Like,
it knocked me out of my socks.
Not literally, but. Kind of literally and kind of not literally, because I'm astounded, bro. Like, dude, it's crazy.
Follow this guy.
Yeah, please.
He shows a lot of love to like anybody who does creative stuff. You know, go do that.
Like, honestly, bro. Yes, I've had a bunch of like bad things happen to me lately, but like it's crazy how the universe works. Cause it's just like. I get back on my feet so fucking fast, and then I get good news, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that shit's fucking crazy, dude. Like, damn. And it's crazy how he's trying to, you know, he's building up a video game, and, you know, I know how to code, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm still learning how to do, you know, work in different, you know, languages and stuff, but I know that we're going to work for sure. So, that's going to be amazing. That's going to be so amazing.
We're prepping for this week, actually. I don't know if I told you about this event that was coming up this week. I don't know if you're going to go or not. The Haytai Heritage Center over at downtown.
What? Sounds so much like a wet boy.
What are you talking about? The way I said center?
No, but wait, say it again, say the whole name.
The Haytai Heritage Center.
The first time you said it, you sounded like kind of like a voice recording, like you see on a movie or something.
The Haytai Heritage
Center.
No,
but...
One of the bigger names in hip-hop, and that stems from Durham, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Most of you who listen to the podcast, who watch the podcast, probably know who he is.
Yeah.
Giamazawa is putting together this event over at the Haytai Heritage Center. This coming, so today is Monday, the day we're recording this, and the event is coming Wednesday, 31st. And it's going to be really cool because it's like a spoken word event, so it's not really like, you know, music, people rapping and stuff. It's more so spoken word, and it's a lot of like these local hip hop creatives and artists
coming
together,
which is
just
awesome.
I
mean,
spoken word.
Why wouldn't you support people from your city? Especially when they're dope as well, like J.O.
Yeah.
G.
We went over this with Fest.
I have issues pronouncing people's names. I'm not trying to disrespect the man.
Yeah.
He creates awesome content. He has a beautiful soul. But I just have such a bad, you know, time.
It's the accent.
It is the accent. I'm trying to pronounce different names. But I'm pretty sure I'm going, bro. As of now, I am going.
Yeah. So take it.
Yeah, pre-sale, right? Pre-sale is like 15, right?
Yeah.
Gotcha, okay. Well, pre-event. But
by the time this comes out, though,
it would have already happened.
Probably. So
we're going to talk about it in the next podcast. We're going to talk about, you know, how the event went.
A lot of, like, people that we know there.
Yeah, a lot.
A lot of people
that we've had on the podcast.
Yeah, so if you've been watching or listening for a consistent amount of time, you'll probably, like, know some of the people on the lineup. It's really cool, man. Like, if you were there and you're not listening to the podcast, I guess, like, I hope you had a great time.
You're right. Dude, I'm still kind of like thinking about the announcement that Waco brought. Like, shit, it's just like, bro, that's the man, bro.
Like you said, bro, like, sometimes if you get into the week and bad shit happens to you, and you get that one good news and it just makes your day.
Yeah. Kind of like, okay, story time. I have a story time. So, I've been working in Charlotte for the past, what, like 2-3 weeks now. It was just a quick, you know, quick job. They just hired me to, you know, try to finish the project. And I'm back in Durham, of course. And so basically, what was it, like Thursday, I was driving home from Charlotte, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I have an average car. I have a Nissan. Kind of like background information. Nissans aren't bad cars, but when we're talking about their transmissions, they have shitty transmissions called CVT transmissions. Terrible transmissions, you know. They don't last that long, but the car is good, just the transmission is shitty.
Yeah.
I have a Nissan Altima. Transmission is not good, you know. I knew that the transmission was, like, not good. Like, I know, like, every time I shifted gears, it would kind of, like...
Sputter?
Yes. Not sputter, but kind of, like... Yeah, sputter, kind of, like... or it took a little bit for it to switch gears. So, I knew that the transmission was going back a little bit. I was like, okay, whatever. But... I was driving home from Charlotte, and then I get off on my exit. I'm not home yet. But as soon as I get off that exit, my transmission is just like, fuck you, man. I'm trying to go into retirement early.
I was like, hold up, man. You can go into retirement after I get home. You know what I'm saying? Like, I haven't gotten home. I got like two, three miles? I think it's like two. 2 miles? Or no, something like that.
Like 2 miles left to get home?
1 or 2 miles before I get home. And I'm just like, bro, I know you want to go into retirement, so do I. But I need you to get me home, bro. So I stop. On the side of a residential street. Try to see what's wrong. I thought something was in the tire, but nah, bro. I could tell that something was wrong with the transmission. And then I'm just like, the car is just shaking the fuck out. And I'm like, bro, I don't care if I get to the house driving 5 miles an hour. I'm just gonna get home. Like, I'm blessed to be able to get off the freeway before my transmission gives off.
Yeah, that's
because if my transmission would have messed up on highway, bro, it would have been bad.
Yeah.
I could have gotten into a bad accident. I could have been killed. I could have, you know, gotten bad injuries.
We could have been one pioneer list.
You could have been one pioneer list.
You
said it right. Like, it just could have went way worse. And so, I'm just like, fuck. So I get home, kind of going slow. For some reason, the transmission went kind of back to normal a little bit. I was going like 40 miles an hour. But that's like me stepping on gas all the way, which is terrible. Man. So I get home, and then I have a long driveway. And so I literally just get on the driveway. And the transmission is just like, fuck you. I was like, fuck, man.
Dang.
So I literally, as soon as I got to my driveway, I had to push the car, you know, all the way up to my house. And I was like,
and your driveway is like a little bit of an incline, ain't it?
Yeah, it has a little incline. So I was just like, fuck.
It's
no,
like,
I don't know. Actually, I didn't even drive it all. I drove it halfway through my driveway, and then I just had to quit. I didn't even take my suitcase out. I just literally got out the car, closed the door, looked at my car, left my car, walked to my house, got a drink, fell asleep, woke up the next day. Well, I woke up the next day, and I was like, fuck, I don't need that car, bro. So I went back. The car turned on, everything normal. I mean, of course, the transmission was messed up, but it was actually kind of driving, you know? It was pulling, like, I mean, I was flooring it going 30 miles an hour, but, I mean, it still drove. I didn't even have to push it. You know, actually, I had to push it to get it moving, but after that, I didn't have to, like, you know, move it or push it. But that was...
No wonder, too, because wasn't that day that I texted you, and I was like, hey, bro, you want to go downtown and, like, shoot some photos or something?
Shit.
And you had texted me, and you were like, oh, no, I just got back from Charlotte or whatever.
Yeah.
And you're right.
Yeah,
you're probably tired. You didn't tell me nothing about that.
When I tell you, bro, I was pissed, but I was grateful at the same time. And I was like, I got to tell him the story. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to say it on the podcast so he has a more genuine response to it.
I would have not wanted to go out either, bro. I would have been pissed. I would have wanted just to stay home.
Yeah, because I was sweating my balls off.
That's funny.
So it was just like, I didn't have a car, but shit, I got home, bro. Like, bro, I mean, from Charlotte to Durham, it can be from a 2 hour to a 3 hour drive depending on traffic and other factors, of course. What side of Charlotte? Because Charlotte's big as hell. So it depends on what side of Charlotte you're on, how much traffic there is, how fast you're going. But the car could have left me in Greensboro, bro.
Yeah.
And see, if I'm in Greensboro, my dad would have probably came and picked me up. But it probably would have taken 7 hours, because he's at work.
seven hours?
You know, it's like, he got me home, and that's all that matters.
Yeah.
I got home. I mean, I have another car now. It's not new, it's used, but hey, I have a car.
I'm sorry, I think you see me fucking scratch my foot, man. My
bro.
Foot is
scratching. What the
fuck? You can't stop coughing.
No, it's the dust, bro. But also, we kind of have. So let's tell. Yeah, it's fine. Let's tell them about the news that Waco told us about the ranch. So we are in a technically a storage unit. As our, you know, we use a storage unit as our studio. Well, technically a garage. Yeah, we use it as our studio, and it's Waco, how I said earlier. And basically, we've been trying to record before this, but the door, for some reason, wasn't working. Like, we would put in the code, and it wasn't working. And so we've been trying, what, it's like two times in a row that it didn't work, two or three. I think it was actually three. And so we couldn't record. And then, you know, Waco, he called up the facility management. And he's like, hey, my door doesn't open, my yada, send an attendant. So an attendant, a lock attendant, you know, comes and, you know, working on the door, and then he opens the door, of course. And then he's like, yo, what are you guys doing here? and I think he said it was cool or something. Like, yeah. Yeah. And I was like, and Waco was like, oh, you know, we record and stuff. And he's like, oh, that's dope. Yeah. You know, that's dope, that's awesome. I have a branch if you guys ever want to record there. And I was like, a branch?
Promo ideas. Bull City Pioneers on horseback.
Yeah, I mean, you said it's weird. Yeah, 10 minutes away from here, I'm like, we can make something work. We can make something work for sure.
I'll be safe, bro.
I was like, is he talking about, like, lending it to us to record on a daily basis, or like just for like one day? I have a lot of questions, of course, but I'm just like, dude,
that would be sick. Can you imagine, like, you, like, me shooting a promo of you on a fucking horse with like the sunset, and you got like a fake wig on with like super long hair?
Bro, that is funny as fuck. That's funny as shit, man. I know, we need to do that, but kind of like keep your voice down because we can't let them know about our promo. Well, you know, I want to surprise people, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I want to surprise people. And I know that
you could be playing this stuff on.
Yeah, you're right. You've had a couple, you know, kind of like situations lately, haven't you? Like, stuff happening where you kind of made realizations about life.
Not life, just about like, how I just been, like, work-wise,
okay.
I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, at work, this past weekend, this was Sunday.
Okay, so yesterday.
We're recording this on Monday. we have what's called an in-service at my job. I lifeguard, if I haven't said that before on the podcast.
Thank you.
We have these things called in-services where we, like, all the lifeguards come together. We, like, review our skills and whatnot. And, like, you know, our supervisor gives us, like, talks and stuff like that.
I'm
critiques and stuff like that.
Be honest with you, bro. I've had this before. It's just mad boring.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be honest with you.
Especially when you keep doing the same thing in each one, but that's besides the point.
Yeah.
So, like, at this one, we had, like, a very serious talk between the head lifeguards before the regular guards would come in for their portion of the meeting, I guess. And, like, we were critiquing how, like, each lifeguard felt like this person wasn't doing enough, or, like, they felt that the regular guards weren't doing anything at all, and all this stuff. Once the regular guards came in, the head lifeguards, which I'm part of, I'm the head lifeguard.
Yeah, of course.
We got sent over into the pool to review our skills and whatever, while the regular guards got their pep talk going.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
And come to find out, like, at the end of it, like, towards the end, once everybody was, like, gone and stuff, my supervisor came up to me, and they were like a lot of the regular lifeguards just felt like, I didn't do it. I don't do much at work. But it's like, I'm being, like, dead honest with you, like, it's kind of true. I've been slacking a little bit at work, and, like, because I've been so, this has to do with like the projects that I'm working on. Because like sometimes I feel like I'm so invested in my stuff, and I feel like I always need to be doing something for photos, podcasts, or whatever, that sometimes I get carried away with it and I don't pay attention to the tasks that I have, that I need to be doing.
Yeah.
You know? Like I'd be, because I'm like being a lifeguard, you're up on the stand for 30 minutes and then you get down for 30 minutes to for like a break or whatever.
You switch up with another, we switch up.
Yeah, switch with another. It's called like rotation, we call it rotation. And you switch out and whatnot. And depending on like how many people are in the pool or how many guards there may be multiple guards up, there may not be, but like whenever I get down, I clean maybe like a little bit, but then I go like straight to my computer and just like do whatever I feel like I need to be doing, you know? And like I thought about that like before he even told me that, like I felt like, you know, I hope people don't feel like I'm not doing anything, but knowing, like being aware that I'm not really doing anything, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, I realize that like I can't be talking all this stuff about like working hard and shit when I can't even keep up with my work duties, you know?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Like work is also important. Like a lot of people don't realize that like a lot of these regular jobs, like fucking flipping burgers at Burger King or fucking cleaning a toilet as a custodian at some jobs, like those things, they don't have to be like really boring things. You can see them as ways to learn how to build good work ethic,
be a good worker,
and like how to work, be a hard worker, just how to be a hard worker and work for what you want.
Yeah.
Even if it's not something you like, you have to work hard for what you want. And that's something that was in my mind when I'd be sitting there, you know, like doing what I need to do. It's like, oh, but I'm working towards my projects. But I didn't take into account how somebody else might have felt at my job and me not like giving enough to help, you know?
Yeah.
I understand. And I felt bad. Like, at first I was like, man, like, nah. I'm not really not doing anything, but like, but at the same time, I'm like, nah, I have to take accountability into what I've been doing and have to realize that just because I have like the head guard status or whatever, doesn't mean that I can get away with not doing the job.
Yeah.
I know it's like, it sounds silly at first, but like it's like when you take it, it's when you really dig deep into it, it's like that stuff can really like affect your work ethic and just like how you are as a person in the long term. It sounds silly, but it can really be like,
it honestly kind of like an example basically of exactly what you're talking about. Our dads, yeah, they're kind of similar, where they make us do a lot of labor-intensive work at home or somewhere else. But growing up, you know, I'd be like, why the hell do I have to do this shit? Like, push this car somewhere, like, you know, shit like that. You know, like, do this, you know, rake the leaves and do all this shit. Like, why the fuck am I doing this shit? Like, I'm wasting my time.
Yeah.
But then I'm just like, when I started growing up, you know, I think I was like, what, 16, 17, or both, you know, I was just like, yo, that shit that my dog,
your dog talking about leaves.
What's up, dog? Have a nice day, dog. What's up, dog? That my dad taught me. It's just like, damn, like it created such a base for my work ethic. Like, yes, I didn't like doing that type of stuff, but it created like a strong platform for me to have a strong work ethic. So much that, you know, I haven't been at, you know, my regular Durham job, and, you know, people have been texting me, hey, when you coming back, can you come for me, can you work on me?
Yeah.
Because this is like, you know, I try to work hard, but honestly, I'm not going to talk about that. I'm not going to get into that just to not get too much off topic, but it's true, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
You know? It's like, it creates a platform for, you know, having a strong work ethic. Just like in the movie, I know it's just a movie, but it's honestly true as fuck. And it's related to what we were talking about. I think it's what, Karate Kid, the first movie, where the Asian man, the old Asian man, made the white dude do a bunch of like random tasks, like paint the fence, like mop. But in reality, like, he thought, the kid thought it was just like useless shit. But truly, the task that he was doing actually was creating the base that he would need to become a better fighter.
Discipline.
So it literally, you know, the hard things actually make you better. They teach you things, is what I'm trying to say. Kind of like when you're like, you know, in the gym repping, you're on that last rep, you don't think you can get it in, but it's just like, when you still get it in, and then you're like, fuck, I hated that feeling. You hate that feeling, but it's like, you're getting stronger. Like, you're creating, you didn't like it, and it did feel good. Well, it feels good to some people. But, well, it feels good afterwards. But it's, you're getting stronger, you're growing as a person, you know. It's like, you're getting through it. You're learning how to get through the shitty parts of life, and working it out. So that's totally it, bro. That is totally it.
I was gonna add on to what I was saying because, like, with that whole, like, I'm just call it laziness. That's what it was. It was just laziness of myself at work.
Okay.
It kind of like bled into, like, I guess, no, that laziness came from just stress from the stuff that I'm doing, you know?
Stress like, from working at the pool or from your projects?
Everything, just everything.
Okay.
And just life stuff as well that I'm not going to talk about.
Yeah, no, I feel you, Crazy thing, bro, I'm on the same boat, literally.
Yeah.
I'm on the fucking same boat, literally, bro. It's like,
but it's like,
I agree.
It bled into my projects and stuff, and just, you know, stress from, like, from social media, and just, you know, all this stuff.
Yeah.
Just kind of collided, and, like, it's gradually just led me to, like, not really putting in as much work and stuff like that.
It was a product of it.
It
was a product of it.
And I don't want to let that, like, make me quit from anything that I do, because I really do enjoy doing the podcast, you know, putting stuff on, like, t-shirts and taking photos and stuff.
Content.
Like, I love that stuff. It brings a smile to my face when I do it.
Same.
So, like, I don't see a reason why I would want to ever stop. I just don't know. I think it's just the stress, you know, it's just because it feels like I just have a lot on my plate or something.
Mm-hmm.
I just need to figure out how to balance it.
For sure. Yeah, no. I mean, it's all about, life is all about creating balance, you know? So, yeah, I don't know. We talked about it first, yeah.
So, would rather be a, was it hard worker or like?
A jack of all trades?
No. That was a solo episode. You had asked them, would you rather be the most hardworking person?
Oh, yeah.
Or something. So, I forgot what it was.
Yeah, something like that. But, I mean, go watch it.
Go watch it.
Yeah. But no, I mean, yeah. I mean, how so? It's just all a balance.
No. Actually, that kind of plays into this next topic. Terrible segue, but...
yeah, but it's fine.
The second to last bullet point.
Fuck. Yeah, talk about this shit. Preach, my boy. Preach.
Overcoming creative block. Bro.
That shit.
I feel like that's... half of whatever. You know, just feeling
elaborate
stuck.
Elaborate on that. Elaborate.
Feeling stuck and like not really knowing what to do next with your brand or your photos or the podcast. Or
yeah, for sure.
Just like kind of half winging it, but like not really. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, I feel like just being able to overcome that is just super important, whatever that you do, because like, creative block can really just like destroy you if you don't fix it quick.
That's for everyone. That's for anybody that, you know, that creates content. That goes from poets to music creators, to producers, to storytellers, to, you know, authors, you know. Everyone that content creates, it, you know, having, what is it called again?
Creative block.
Having a creative block can kind of dictate your products, you know, your end product, like the stuff you're creating. And sometimes a factor that goes into that, bro, is because you're letting something else dictate your life, or dictate what, you know, how good you're getting at something.
Yeah.
Kind of like an example, bro, is like music artists, you know, some, like, hey, they get that one hit song, or they get a couple hit songs, that's track number one, and then they kind of, you know, they think they're in the sky forever, and they just kind of mess up with, like, spending too much energy into, like, females drinking drugs and all that shit. At the end, it's like, fuck. Like, that was their way out of creating good content, which is fucking crazy.
That's it.
It's
like,
crazy.
Just to be creative block, you just gotta stay active in what you do.
Yeah.
But like, that's the thing too, like, I was like trying too hard. Like, I don't know what it was.
Trying too hard, putting too much pressure on yourself?
Maybe. I don't know.
Instead of letting it flow freely from you,
flow.
You kind of try to force it out.
Yeah, maybe that's
not good. You can't ever force it. When it comes to content and stuff, I mean, it's okay to sit down and think and brainstorm. That's totally fine. But you also have to let yourself, you know, create. Let it come to you freely, without pressure,
yeah.
without too much pressure, and just let it, you know. Come out of you. Let it flow, you know.
I feel like I'm having like a therapy session right here,
but I don't know about that, but I mean, I can tell you that, you know, I like talking with people. I like one fact about me, man, is that I like, that's why I feel like one day I'm going to become a storyteller or something. But
I wanna write a book.
I don't know about that, man. As you can tell, I'm not the best English person. Yes, I kind of, you know, I mean, I passed my my AP English class.
Why did you
do
that?
Oh my god! I can tell you that, like, I love knowing the stories behind everything and everyone. Honestly, that's honestly the truth. Like, when I see an old man, this is mad weird, but it's the honest truth about me. When I see an old man, I'm just like, there's so many untold stories.
And where does that come from?
But I'm like, not even in that way, you know, it's just kind of like, there's so many stories, so many uncovered stories that this human in front of me has, and I want to know everything, but I'm like, I mean, of course, I can't. I like to cherish like small conversations that I have with like random people, because at the end of the day, it's just honestly so soothing and kind of like pleasing to know somebody else's story.
Yeah.
Like, yes, you see them, you know, you see them physically, but you don't know what they've, you know, been through or how crazy their life has been. You know, kind of like this old man came in one day and my job. He's like, you know, having a normal conversation. He was an elder. He's like, yeah, I lived in Fiji for like 12 years trying to teach, you know. I think it was Fiji, but it was like an island in the Pacific Ocean. He's like, yeah, I was just teaching English. And I didn't really care about the money. I barely got paid, but the experience is what kept me there on the island. And I'm just like, damn, that is crazy. And he told me also about it. And it's just like, it was an interesting story, it was an awesome story.
Yeah.
You know, there's a story behind everyone, and that's what I like knowing. I like uncovering stories, you know. But yeah, and storytelling as well, so yeah. But we're going to start wrapping it up. So Hector, what can we leave the Pioneer Nation today? What should we leave them?
How do you overcome creative block?
He's going to leave that. I'm just going to leave a quote. There's a story behind every human being.
How about that? Like, I leave a question and then you leave a quote.
That's fine. Then we can alternate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, within other episodes. That's cool. Okay. Repeat it again, and then I'm gonna say mine as well.
How do you guys, Pioneer Nation, overcome creative block? And if you're in one right now,
how, what are you doing to
what
eat
are you
out of it? Meat is the story behind every human meat. There's a story behind every human being that you meet. But thank you guys again, once again, for tuning in to Bull City Pioneers. Please leave feedback, comments, concerns, anything, thoughts on our YouTube video, Instagram, everything. We're on every streaming platform, including, I'm not going to say anything about that yet, but we're on every streaming platform, every big streaming platform. You can find us at Bull City Pioneers. How I said, thank you guys for tuning in once again to the Bull City Pioneers. How I said, please comment, share, subscribe, and we'll see you next time.
My name is
Lee.
My name is Hector.
And we'll see you next time. There you go.
Peace. You got it.